Her name is Buzz.
We had an implied question. We started the idea that the Shama is a chelek of a kami ma'am mamish, an actual part of God. So what's our implied question? How can there be different souls, both of, over the course of history? If you have pencil. We're getting there. We've got five already.
Six.
Can we have seven?
Can we make some photocopies of
them?
So we have, since the soul is a chalakot ha'mimam, it's an actual part of God, you'd think that everybody would be the same. What do we see? Over the course of history, there have been spiritual giants, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, we have Moshe Rabbeinu, people in our generation who are like heels. Within every generation itself, there's tzaddikim, and then there are normal people. It doesn't seem to work. A legitimate question. Let's see how he answers. We're on in Hebrew English, it's page 12. It's the back of Amud Vav.
You asked for the page numbers. You wanted page 12, page 10.
Either way.
Right. In parallel, I said start page 1.
Whatever. He starts to answer like this. The last word of line 6. Mikol makom, nevertheless, shorish kol nefesh ruach neshama, the source for all souls, spirits and souls, kulam, all of them, merosh kol madregas, from the highest of all levels, adsof kol dargim, into the lowest of all levels, for any people who like them in the diet. Smart Rosh Kol Madregas is Hebrew. Sof Kol Dargim is Aramaic. In other words, the highest levels see things direct as in Hebrew. The lower levels, you need the translation, you need the Aramaic version. Who are enclosed in the bodies of the Ameoretz. This is like not really for here, but it's a nice concept anyway. What's in an Ameoretz?
A mirror.
Now, we translate it as unlearned. Unlearned is really not. Is not. Excuse me? Excuse me? It's more than, it's even more than that.
Yes, in the way of the world.
Yeah, in other words, like, worldly people, people who, where do they, what is their driving force, what controls their life, it's happening in the world. Torah and mitzvah, they may know or not know Torah and mitzvahs, but that isn't what rules their life. They're people of the earth is what controls their life. So, that's Amoras. Kal Shabbat Kalim mean people who treat Torah lightly. And, you know, that's a Kal. Somebody, a Kal is somebody who treats Torah lightly. Kal Shabbat Kalim is someone who's the most frivolous. The person who treats it, you know, Very, very likely. So, the souls which are involved in these lowest levels, even them, even these people, are nimshach l'mocha elyon, shichochma iloa. They're drawn down from the sublime mind, the sublime brain, which is chochma iloa, the chochma vatsilis, kivyochol, k'mosh v'bein nimshach l'mocha av. Just like the son is drawn down from his father's brain. Again, we spoke about this spiritual biology last week, and I fully admit that I don't understand what we're talking about, but it is spiritual biology in a biological sense. In a spiritual sense, we're saying that the sperm has its roots in the father's brain. And so the son is basically an extension of his father's brain, because the sperm which brought him into existence comes from there. Now, let's develop this analogy and take a look at it outside before we get into inside. From the sperm comes what? The whole body. So on one hand, you have a distinction of millions of cells, each one with its own specific function, its own specific abilities, form, shape, qualities. It's just, you know, it's its own being. On the other hand, A, they all come from one source, and B, which is not quite evident in the first part of that, but where it comes out afterwards, they're all unified as one body. That's going to be the answer to our idea, how are the distinctions in the Jewish souls? Well, as God brings the world into existence, he brings it into existence through Seder Stalshelus. In Seder Stalshelus is like gestation. Just like in gestation, the sperm undergoes various different changes until it becomes an embryo and a fetus with all these different cells and organisms. So too, the souls, as they descend through Seder Stalshelus, their period of gestation, as it were, develop individual qualities, individual natures, but A, their source is all the same, and B, they end up unified in one being, Klal Yisrael. And if you will, just like the body brings out the essential humanity, Klal Yisrael brings out the essential godliness. That's the answer. Now let's see it inside. For example, an analogy like the son was drawn down from his father's brain, that even its footnail, the nails of its feet, came into being from this drop of sperm, through the fact that it was in 9 months gestation in the womb of the mother, and there in the mother's womb, Yordan and Madrega and Madrega, descending from level to level, the Shtanos, the change, the Savas Menesi Pranayim, until nails came into being from it. The impulse there, and despite all this, Odemek Kashur Mecheres Bichon Nifla Vatsum, Bama Musra Vatsum Musra Rishon, it is still connected and bound in unity, in a wondrous unity, with its fundamental essence and nature, its original fundamental essence and nature, where it was a drop of sperm which came from the father's brain. Gam akshav bebein, even now in the body of the son, the nurture of the nails and their life energy comes down from the brain, which is in the head. Read the Gemara, as the Gemara says, lo venture men are giving ratzamas with sipanayim. The man gives a white, it says, the man gives sperm, which is white, the woman gives the egg, which is red, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them the Shama. So the Gemara there continues, Lovan, the sperm, which is white, from it comes into being, Gidim, sinews, atzomos, bones, the tziponayim, and nails. Moshe Kosev Yitzchayim, Shara Chashmal, and also mystically, it says in Yitzchayim, Shara Chashmal, Besod Lemushim, Shalot Marishon, the mystic secret of Adam's garments, the Gan Eden, while it was in Gan Eden, Shiasiponayim, Kriyas Mochatfuna, that the nails came into being from the brain of Tfuna, which is understanding, in other words, it's an intellectual faculty. So this is the Marshal. In the Marshal, we see that from the one drop of sperm comes into being various different cells, but even as they descend to the very low level of being toenails, the toenails, nails are still connected to the source in the father's brain. Same thing, kocha mamash kibyocho, in a very similar process, b'shur it's called nefesh yuch neshama shaklaus Yisrael, in the source of every soul and spirit of the Jewish people, the maila in the spiritual realms above, the yidoso, as it descends from Madrega to Madrega, from level to level, Adei Shtalsus almost Abiyah, through the downward chain-like progression of worlds. Atzilus B'Yitzin Atzilus Mechach Masai Zborach, from God's wisdom. Yitzil Kula Mechach Masisa, and it's written, He made them all in Chachma. It's the source for all the souls. He is God's Chachma, Chachma Atzilus. And from there, the souls descended. We'll take this for a second. In other words, all the souls have their source in Chochma, and all the souls end up down here in this physical world. So what's happening? You get stuck in an intermediate level, as it were. In other words, in the process of descent, certain souls become Bria souls, certain souls become Yitzira souls, certain souls become Asiya souls, and Chesed Asiya, and Vuad the Chesed, and Vuad Shaveres, Shavanetzach, Shavamalchus, Shavayasod, souls. In other words, in this process of descent, every soul gets an intermediate level which, as it were, puts its stamp on him or her's character with this, you know, yes, your source is in Chochmah, and you're ending up in Olam Hazeh, but in the middle, you, boom, this is your character. This is your spiritual nature.
Yeah? What's a bigger wonder that there's the amount of diversity in the souls that we see, or that despite that diversity, it's all rooted in the same source? Which angle is being like highlighted as being more wondrous?
He's bringing them both out here, and that is the wondrous isn't the word of that here. The idea is that simply each soul, all the souls are coming down in a myriad aspect of diversity. You know, named so as you know how you know you can't. It's one of the questions: can you have an ain't so amount of created beings? You know, if you're created. No one brain soul. Mm-hmm. So well, let's not go there for now. There's books written about that, and you know, and the Rebbe has two or three lines about it in different places. But to get back to where we are here, there is a manifold, or if not infinite, diversity that comes through this process of, as it were, spiritual gestation. The souls come down to through the various different levels, and one soul gets imprinted with this level. It passes through without a serious imprint, it hits that level. Then from that level it goes down without a serious imprint. Another soul goes to a further level down, gets imprinted with another level. Another soul gets stuck on a higher level with the imprint. These define the soul's nature and character. So through that, this havu men and nefesh with neshama shlame oratz chusera. Through this process of spiritual distasteation, the souls of the Amei Oretz and the people of the low level will come into being. Im kol zeh, odenek shuash miyachedes miyachud nifleh v'atzim, mamusam lasmus marishim, even so, they are still connected to their source in a wondrous manner. To their source, their original source, shachas fachmi law, which is the drawing down of God's sublime wisdom. Why? Because the nurture and the life energy of the souls of the common people is from the soul and the life, and the soul and the spirit of the tzaddikim and chachamim, the heads of the Jewish people in their generation. We're all part of the team. Now this is, this is one of, there are places where I won't speak. Like I said, I hate to do all the Rebbe drushes in chapter 1, Tzadik Yisod Olam, because it's not in place. Here it is. What do we say? First, let's say what we said. Every neshama has its own personality, yet it derives from the original source in Elokus. What makes it human, to use the analogy of the human body, the connection is to the brain of the sun. In other words, why is the foot a human foot, or the hand a human hand? Acting because it's run and its life energy is deriving from the brain. That's versus the physical body. How does the
without
body?
It would be what?
What?
What would it be without it?
It would be a loose hand that wouldn't know how to act humanly because it doesn't have any brain behind it.
And you're saying the physical hand.
Yeah, I'm saying the physical hand functions like a human hand because it's controlled by the human brain. And it's what makes the sun an extension of the sun's body, extension of the father's body, extension of the father's brain, the fact that there's a brain in the sun which is making it function humanly, which is unifying the entire body as to one single organism, giving it its sense of humanity. The marshals, we're good with the marshal?
Hold on, yeah. But he does have his own brain. So the son is an extension of the father?
The brain comes from the father.
But in the marshal, I mean, the foot is connected to the same...
In the marshal, the son is the entire Jewish people. It connects to the father, to God. What connects the son to the father? What connects the body to the father's body, the body's essence to its father's essence, the brain? That makes the person human. What connects the Jewish people to God? The godly dimension in the Jewish people, the tzaddik, the chachamim.
Why does this only apply to Jews when the pasuk says about admiration, Bakhti Afi?
Because the Goyim don't have the full dimension of Adam's soul. The nefesh of the peace, which was given to Adam after he ate from the tree of knowledge, became enclosed also in a higher dimension, which gave birth to the souls of Goyim. Had there been no eating from the tree of knowledge, there would only been Jews. Then it wouldn't be the world.
What was the fun of that thing?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been so bad, you know, I suppose, but anyway.
Then skip 20 generations to Avraham Avinu.
They skipped, and even Avraham Avinu didn't have it entirely. He also had to purge some aspect of it. That's why he has Yishmael and Esav. And Yitzchak has Esav, Yishmael and Yitzchak. And Yitzchak has Esav and Yaakov. And Yaakov is the first one where it says, Shufro, the Yaakov Avinu, Keshufro Shal Adam Rishon, the beauty of Yaakov is like the beauty of Adam, but after by Yaakov Avinu, is it again the same thing in the full dimension of godliness is able to come down?
We're saying...
Avraham Avinu starts the process of Gili Elokus in the Neshama. In that sense, he's the first. You know, as opposed to, you know, Shem, Avram, Meshushelah, you know, lots of, you know, these holy tzaddikim that existed before Avraham Avinu, they didn't start the process of direct descent of the godly soul. Avram did. But Yaakov is Bechir Sheba Avos, the chosen, because he's brought the soul of Adam to its perfection.
So how can you be a father if you don't have a dream?
No, they had godly souls. But
so
it wasn't. No. Before Avraham Avinu, who had a godly soul was the lottery.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't inherent?
It wasn't a natural hereditary factor.
Back to what we're saying here. The foot, we're saying, is completely enclosed within the sperm of the father.
Yeah.
Yet nevertheless, isn't connected to the father without the brain.
Let's put it this way. It wouldn't, again, that's how you say it, wouldn't act humanly. If it wasn't controlled, it would be a foot. You know, they have experiments now where they, as it were, people across the Shalom get paralyzed. What does that mean? The connection to the brain is broken. Yeah. And sometimes it's even like, you know, it's not totally paralyzed, but just can't move willfully, you know. And in other words, the brain dimension isn't there.
Huh.
And what we want to speak about here, though, is, in other words, the limb, the parts of your body, when they become an extension of the soul, as it were, through the connection to the brain. That's what we want to say. How is an ordinary, average person going to bring out the godliness of his soul?
But the foot doesn't bring out its connection to the brain.
It's connected by the nervous system.
Yeah, and the brain brings out a connection to the foot.
No, the foot stays connected. That's how it gets its life.
Yeah, agreed. But I'm saying, like, to manifest that connection, it's not active part on the foot making that happen.
Okay, look, we're in Marshall. Yeah. So in other words, if you taking the example of the human body, it's a very, in other words, you have a natural process here. You have a brain, which controls very many cells. Within various different systems of the body, you have nerve plexuses. This as were brain, soul, is good for this part of the body, right? The nerve plexus. It's got, you know, this part of it. You know, this Rebbe has his foot of following. This Rebbe has his following. Every soul has its source. It's fundamentally, you know, here the Rebbe isn't even speaking about Nasi Yisrael in that sense. It's not.
No.
Well, I mean, like there's there also, but you know, in an ultimate sense, this is not the Lubavitch Port of our Rebbe. No, it's speaking about tzaddikim, you know, nerve centers. We're not here. We talk about that. That's someplace else. You know, this idea that souls have spiritual connections, and that's how they bring out their godly nature. Again, which is like I said, the body has nerve plexuses, which causes the function. This is a very fundamental Kabbalistic idea.
Spiritual biology.
Yeah.
Now the connection is inherent and it can't be broken, or it has
yes.
to be...
Yes, you belong to that static.
Okay. So it doesn't do you any... Does it do you any good...
The muscle.
Does it do you any good to nurture that connection?
Yeah. Okay. It makes...
In Gibor?
Yeah, it allows you, you know... You to function much better because your potential now comes out.
So your connection to God is dependent upon your connection to the tzaddik.
Hey, I wouldn't say that, but the Rebbe just does. Well, let's take the next line. On this basis, we can understand our sage's statement when it says, "Cling to." There's a pasuk, and you shall cling to him. Udav kabo, to cling to him going to God. So kol adov b'tamei chacham, my love of a kosher feel lidlat hashchina mamish. Whoever clings to a Torah sage is considered as if he clung to God himself. That's a wow. The Gemara said that. I didn't say that. You know, the Gemara just said that. So on the surface, that's a very hard to love. I mean, you know.
Especially since we're like so anti, you know, the other religions that have intermediaries and the
foundation. Yeah.
What do you call those? Shaita?
What?
Shaita?
Shuta.
Shuta, sorry.
Shuta. So
very independent Jews.
So, in other words, so like a lot of people say, in interpretation is, look, you can't cling to God because you don't know, there's no way to understand God, to comprehend God. You look at a tzaddik, you understand that he's acting in a godly way. So this is your example of ways to emulate.
Is that bad?
That's not bad. It's true, but it's only the fraction of the truth. Now, it's a true statement. Now we can't understand God. So if we want to know how to cling. It says in another place, what does it mean, cling to God, cling to his attributes? God's attributes we can't understand. We understand the attributes of the tzaddik, so we assume they're the closest thing possible to godliness, so we emulate the tzaddik. It's not a wrong shot.
What's the deeper shot?
Who just said that the neshama of every Jew is a chelek elokam mal mamash, but as it comes down into its individual identity, it's stuck in that individual identity, and as such doesn't necessarily reveal its godliness. It's a hand. That's a hand. How am I going to reveal the humanity of the hand when I'm connected to the brain? How does the person reveal the godliness of his godly soul through the connection to a tzaddik, to a person whose godliness is manifest? I mean, as we get in, you know, when we get around Purim time and Chosayin Adar time and then Gimel Tammuz time, Then we'll all look at the Maamar Vatatatsadi, the last Maamar that Rebbe gave out. It's an awesome Maamar. I mean, like, it's in anticipation of the Redemption Volume 1. And, you know, I think.
What year was this?
I think the Sikh Heritage has it also, if I'm not mistaken.
What year was it?
1981 was said. 92
was recently. The Rebbe gave it, it was Muga and given out by the Rebbe in the his last Maamar before it struck. So, there the Rebbe says, what is the source for faith in the Jewish soul? And he says, two sources. One, above, the soul sees godliness. And because it sees godliness above, even though the body doesn't see, it still has an effect on the body. And then he says, the soul is an essential part of God, and as such, it's, that's what it is. And every entity is ultimately going to reveal its essence. And it continues.
It doesn't make sense to me how that works, like in a set way, that the neshama of a regular person is inherently bound up to that of the tzaddik. It seems like each one comes out individually, even though one might be on a higher level. Why is there necessarily a, like, when I'm born, I'm automatically, there's something about me that's connected to a tzaddik? What's the
soul? So, you're a hand soul, a heart soul. So,
there's a hand tzaddik, you're saying?
There's, just like in the body, there's a certain set of nerves which take care of the hand. There's a certain spiritual hierarchy which takes care of certain souls.
And how does that happen? It's set up with that, you know, there's a from.
That's just the way God makes the world. It doesn't have to, see, a lot of us start to, you know, this is one of my fundamental themes. A lot of us look at the world and say, oh, where is its spirituality? We look at the material world and say, what's the spiritual thing behind it? It doesn't work that way. It's God wanted for there to be hand souls. Souls which very mean is mice of a poet. And so he made certain souls, which they're hand souls, mice of a poet. And he gave them in the spiritual world a Rebbe who would make them function. And then they come down to this world. This one born here, this one born there, the Rebbe is there. And Lepo and Olam Haza, they work out their connection to the Rebbe in a boat. And through their avoda, and it comes out. But Latzil was it was meant that at this time in this place, the hand soul that would elevate this dimension of this world was this and this soul who would have this and this Rebbe to give him his vitality. So, you know,
the Rebbe was the Pnimius of the Kavanah.
What?
The Tzaddik was the Pnimius of the Kavanah.
Well, no, the Pnimius of the Kavanah is Olam Hazeh.
The Maaseh of the Kavanah.
Yeah. You can go the other way also, but now we're going this way. Anyway, what am I saying here? So they're back in the Maamar, so it's saying, now, how does the soul, this aspect of the soul is an essence of God. How is that revealed? No. First, wasn't the worst part of this holy book, it hasn't revealed. When you need a soul, where that is its fundamental nature, a Moshe Rabbeinu, a Mordechai, a Rebbe, that soul, which is total, which is in essence revealed, its godly nature revealed, sparks the revelation of the godly nature in each and every one of the other souls it comes in contact with.
What about people who have no contact?
So that's part of the tzaddik's avoda in outreach, the person's avoda in searching for the tzaddik. You know, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take it a drop further and we'll see what we mean, because that's when I finish chapter. If your idea of Vekas B'Tanim HaChachamim through clinging to the Torah sages, again, this is sages, this isn't, Kshuas Nefeshuach Nesham Shalom Me'oretz, the souls of the common people, Miuchedes, become bound and united by Musa Marishon with their original essence, Meshorshim, and their source, Shabbatach Mi'ulah, Shu Yisbarach, Shabbatach Masal, Shu Echa, that He, God, and His wisdom are one. Who Amada? He is the knowledge, the known thing, the knowledge. He is the knower, the knowledge of the known object. Then it continues. The poshim remodim tamachachamim. Those people who sin against and rebel against the sages. Nikas nefesh ruach nisham shalahem from the sacharayim shenefesh ruach nisham tamachachamim. They also derive their nature from the Tanya Chachamim, but they get it from the back. In other words,
from God, the same words from Kripa and the whole thing.
There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, speaks about Rav Chanina, and the Gemara says, Kol Nizun El Bishvia Chanina B'Ni. The whole world is given its nurture. Literally, Bishvil, because of my son Chanina, who's a great tzaddik, Rav Chanina, Beni, and my son Chanina, Nizum, the Kavshat Shachlubim B'chol Yom, get his nurture from a kav, a small measure of carobs every day. That's the Gemara. The whole world derives its nurture because of my son Rabbi Chanina. My son Rabbi Chanina derives his nurture from a small measure of carobs every day.
Carobs.
Books
or
new.
Carob, yeah.
Whatever. Tu Bishvat coming up. They serve. They give it to you on Tu Bishvat.
Carrots is where the Rashi ate in the kitchen.
Yeah, right. Same thing. Whatever. It's a type of fruit.
It comes up often.
That's good. Again, Tu Bishvat's coming up. They serve them on Tu Bishvat. They said that was the only fruit you could get in Russia, in Russia in the middle of the winter.
What are they called?
Carrots. So, the word here is so literally, so the way most people type that Gemara is, well, Chananya Bani has such great merit, the whole world derives its nurture because of Rabbi Chanina's great merit. But Hashem teaches the pasuk, Bishvil also means a lane, a conduit. The whole world derives its nurture through the conduit of my son Chanina. He is the medium of divine energy for the entire world. Your tzaddik is, and the tzaddik is the means which godliness is drawn down to the world. Like the human body, as we said. So you have your choice. You can either connect, and then, the more you connect, the more it comes down in a revealed way, or you can not connect, or even as he says before, as he said, rebel and go against, and then your nurture comes from the back. It still comes from the tzaddik, there's no way. What is the idea of a back? In your face, or your chayas, or your vitality is visible. You look at the person's face, that's who he is. The word face, panim, and pnimius, the inner dimension, are the same. The face is the pnimius, that's where it comes out. In the back, everybody's back looks the same. So, it's there, it's part of the body, but it's no inner energy. Those people who rebel against the tzaddik, they still get energy from the tzaddik, there's no way. But it's all the back. No chayas, no vitality, no light of the countenance. Just just the very basic physical existence.